on 3 days a week and I'm all that bar.
KGBM is thankful for the support of Cactus Records and Gifts, located at 2742 West Main, next to Rook's across from the mall. They're on the web at cactusrecords.net. Cactus has been Bozeman's independent source for new and used music, jewelry, and weird for decades. The same great music and gifts, that same weirdo store, now on Bozeman's West End.
KGVM thanks Wild Joe's Coffee Spot for their support. Wild Joe's is located at 14 West Main Street across from the historic Ellen Theater in downtown Bozeman. Wild Joe's brings you coffee from around the world and features a rotating display of local artists, live music weekly, and Slayer espresso in a warm atmosphere. See more at their website, wildjoescoffee.com.
Good afternoon. You are tuned in to 95.9 FM KGVM, community radio from here in the Gallatin Valley, KGVM Bozeman, which, you know, and also found streaming online via the KGVM.org live stream. And here at KGVM, your community radio station in the Gallatin Valley, you are tuned in to Carrie's Film Score Extravaganza. This week, although it's arguably mildly premature to dive into summer blockbuster territory, but it's close enough where I thought we would have a listen to one of the, you know, quintessential 1980s mega summer blockbusters, ended up becoming a massive cultural phenomenon that people will recognize the music or references from, even if they haven't seen the whole film. And that film is Ghostbusters from 1984, directed by the late Ivan Reitman and written by Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis. And of course, starring Bill Murray, you know, Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis as Peter Venkman, Ray Stantz, and Egon Spengler, respectively. The film also stars Sigourney Weaver and Rick Moranis. It was released in 1984, on June 8th, to be specific, to critical acclaim and significant box office success. It was selected by the Library of Congress, you know, for preservation in the National Film Registry in 2015. And, you know, a huge aspect of that is the fun music that comes about in the film. That is courtesy of the very great and late, you know, film composer Elmer Bernstein. Elmer Bernstein, in a very long 5-decade career, he ended up composing some of the most memorable and iconic movie themes ever. The Ghostbusters score was composed by Bernstein and performed by a 72-person Hollywood Studio Symphony Orchestra in West Los Angeles, California. Yeah, Elmer Bernstein had previously scored several of Ivan Reitman's other films and was brought on early, even before all the rest of the cast ended up being signed. Yeah, Ivan Reitman apparently gave him the note that he wanted a fairly grounded, realistic score, then did not want the music to tell the audience when something was funny. So, Elmer Bernstein ended up using the Ondas Martinot, you know, which is the keyboard equivalent of a theremin, to produce the weird, eerie sound that you hear when the ghosts appear. And he had to bring in a musician from England to play it because there were so few trained Ondondists in the United States. There are also some synthesizers on board. He created the antic theme for the Ghostbusters, and which he described as trying to be cute without being really way out. It also should be mentioned that the theme song performance with lyrics was put together by Ray Park Jr. And, you know, that's the one with you have the lyrics, too. If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Which ended up becoming, you know, noteworthy both for the film and also as the theme song for the spin-off The Real Ghostbusters animated series, which ran from 1986 to 1991. If you're of a certain generation, you probably ended up watching that on Saturday mornings. I'm dating myself, you know, terribly by saying this. So, anyway, without further ado, we will go ahead and have a listen. Flashback, you know, blast from the past, 1984. Starring, you know, Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis, and Rick Moranis, and the one and only Sigourney Weaver. Here is Elmer Bernstein's score to Ghostbusters.
Thank you. Hey, it's two friends.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are tuned into 95.9 FM KGVM Bozeman, your community radio station, putting the community in community radio. And this has been the score to Ghostbusters, courtesy of Elmer Bernstein from the year 1984. Yeah, here's hoping that you have a wonderful rest of your Sunday and that you stay tuned for further delightful, insightful programming from your own community radio station here in the Gallatin Valley. Be well.